This is News Plus Special English. China's Xinhua News Agency and the Associated Press of the United States, the world's two leading news agencies, have agreed to strengthen cooperation in social media. To deal with the challenges of a transforming media environment, Xinhua laid eyes on social media, where traditional news outlets are losing competitiveness. Xinhua President Cai Ming-jao told his AP counterpart, Gary Pruitt, that Xinhua has been turning out new media products to meet the new demands of its clients. The new products integrate text, photo, and video, and were launched on various platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. After touring Xinhua's newly established Social Media Operations Center, Pruitt said he was impressed by Xinhua's input in the sphere. Pruitt said the Associated Press also attaches great importance to social media, and Xinhua and the AP should share what they do. Xinhua officially unveiled its global social media presence on March the 1st. After rebranding its Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts under the unified name New China. As of the end of last month, its Facebook account got more than 900,000 likes, while almost 1,500,000 people followed Xinhua on Twitter. Its YouTube account attracted 50,000 subscribers. This is News Plus Special English. Peng Liyuan, the wife of Chinese President Xi Jinping, has attended a South China campus event promoting the prevention of AIDS and tuberculosis. She took part in the event in Hainan University in Hainan Province, alongside Zambia's First Lady Esther Lungu and U.S. billionaire philanthropist Bill Gates. Before the event, Peng Liyuan met with Bill Gates and highly praised the health promotion efforts of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in China, as well as around the globe. She encouraged further cooperation between the foundation and China in this regard. Peng later watched shows with Esther Lungu and Bill Gates in the university auditorium, where they enjoyed dances, musicals, and an AIDS prevention sketch by college volunteers. An anti-discrimination short film featuring Peng was presented at the show and was warmly received. Peng is a goodwill ambassador of the World Health Organization for Tuberculosis and HIV/AIDS. The campus event was launched in Peking University last year and has been held in three separate colleges previously. It aims to spread knowledge about the prevention of AIDS and tuberculosis by using the influence of public figures.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com